Thank you, President Yi, members of the board, ladies and gentlemen, members of the public. It is just a great honor for me to welcome you all back for the 2012-2013 school year. I can tell you that the district has been abuzz over the summer preparing for this school year. We have many of our teachers and paraprofessionals, administrators, and central office administrators working very, very hard to have a smooth and seamless start to the school year. And with that in mind, I want to remind the public that the first day of school is Monday, August 20th. Yes, Monday, August 20th. So we should all be practicing getting to bed early and preparing for our school year. And we're very, very excited to have our students join us back in our schools, adding life to the schools. We're excited that tomorrow is our teachers' first day back, and we're excited to welcome them back as well, although many of them have been doing some professional development over the summer. So 2 years, just an update of where we've been and what we've been doing over the summer. Two weeks ago, we held our Administrator Institute to welcome back our returning and new administrators, and the energy and the excitement was palpable in the room. I can tell you that folks are excited and absolutely enthusiastic about the school of the year. We are absolutely looking forward to our teachers returning and the rest of our school staff this week. And we're preparing to launch what we hope is going to be an enriching and joyful school year. Now, one of the questions as I've traveled around the city of San Francisco and spoken to many groups, and I will continue to do that throughout the month of August and September, is listening to what our constituents have to say about our school district and hear their thoughts about what's working well, what should we have on our radar, what are things that we should consider to do differently. And one of the things that I've heard very clearly is that our community is very, very excited about staying the course and not starting over or going in a different direction. They're actually looking forward to sticking with the vision that the board and the community has adopted for student learning in our district and in our community. And they want us to go deeper, and they want to see more support for ensuring that that will happen in our system. So with that, I do want to share a few of my thoughts in terms of where we're going in this school year, and that is that there will be no change in the vision. I think the vision is an extremely engaging vision, that all children will graduate career or college ready, and that our students will be joyful learners, and that we will, as a matter of social justice, ensure that all students are learning to their maximum potential. We're committed to three goals. As you know, they are access and equity, achievement, and accountability, and that won't change. But what we will change is how we accelerate the work that we do as a district to ensure that that's the experience for all of our students and our teachers and our educators in our schools. I've also heard very clearly from our community that our community wants and expects focus, especially given that our current financial situation is what it is. We need to focus and be clear on the key strategies that are going to move our district, and this is to build and implement a strong instructional core. And as we speak to our community and we present to the board and to the community in the coming weeks and months, we're going to speak about an instructional core. And what we mean by that is that we're talking about the relationships and the learning that happens when you have parents and teachers, students, and the curriculum that they engage in, that constitutes the instructional core. And we'll share more details about what we mean by that. But all of the work that we do, whether it's creating a very enriching and engaging environment for students to learn, and what students learn in schools, is all encompassed by the instructional core. And of course, there are going to be some changes. And as we do this work, it'll require us to work not necessarily harder, because we are working hard and our teachers are working hard and our administrators are working hard, but it's going to require us to work smarter. How do we leverage the work that we're doing? How do we leverage each other's particular strengths? And as we go forward, how are we going to make sure that we don't keep the status quo? I've coined a term that I've used with our community as I've spoken to the community, and it's very simply the elasticity of the status quo. And what that really means is that as we go deeper and we push our vision of ensuring all students have equitable opportunities to be successful, there's an elasticity of the status quo wanting to pull us back to the way it's always been. And we are irretrievably down the road that we will never go back to the way it's been, because we want to make sure that every student has access to a highly rigorous instructional core and that our teachers and administrators have the training to make it possible. So that's going to require change, and it's going to require us doing things that we've never done before. It's going to require us doing things that we think are better for student learning and empowering our teachers and administrators as well. So the vision of the district you'll hear more about in the coming weeks and months. I just want to say to you, we are so excited about our students coming back. As we look at our interim assessment data, as we look at our formative assessment data, both formal and informal assessment data, I can tell you there's a great energy in our district, because we are predicting that we will have substantial growth. We will have significant growth in many of our subgroups based on that interim assessment data. And we're very excited for the results to come in, so that that can prove what we think we know already. We can prove that our students are, in fact, moving forward, and we're accelerating student learning like we're so proud of doing in San Francisco. Now, some of the challenging news for us. As you know, our families are very interested in the calendar for the next year, especially they want to know, so how many instructional days are we going to have next year? I am so grateful and extremely happy to report that the district and the United Educators of San Francisco have reached a tentative agreement, and we'll know by August 20th whether our members in our UESF family have ratified that agreement. But as part of that tentative agreement, we're looking at restoring our school year by all of the days that were cut by the forced closure days, and we will only have half a day that will be reduced this coming school year, which we're planning to be the last day of the school year, which would be cut by half a day. So we would be back to 179.5 days. In this kind of a fiscal environment, to be able to work shoulder to shoulder, arm in arm with our labor partners to restore the school day while still meeting our educational needs and our financial needs, I think is a testament to what happens when adults and educators work together over a common goal. So I want to thank everyone for that. Again, there's a big caveat here. This assumes that the governor's tax measure would pass. And if it doesn't pass, we'll have an additional 5 forced closure days because of insufficient funding for our public schools, added to a total of 5.5 instructional days for the year. So it really does depend on folks coming out and voting your conscience. But we're very happy to report that that will happen this year. I can tell you, as a former teacher and a principal, I know that it's often important to repeat the most important thing. So I'm going to repeat this again. Students and families, we can't wait to see you Monday, August 20th, for the first day of school. We're excited to welcome you back into our schools, and we're excited to start the school year. And with that, I want to say, welcome back.